I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports of continued fighting in the rebel-held eastern Ghouta area of Syria, which was due to be under the first daily humanitarian pause put in place by Russia to allow civilians to escape the fighting. Russia and Syria blamed opposition fighters for shelling that they said it hit an evacuation route, as well as areas in Damascus, which rebels denied. And as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, this is preventing the delivery of urgently needed humanitarian aid for nearly 400,000 people.
Last year, the World Health Organization prepared a plan for the medical evacuation of hundreds of wounded and seriously ill people from eastern Ghouta to Damascus, where they could receive badly needed treatment. With one exception, Syrian authorities have repeatedly prevented these evacuations from going ahead. In late December, 29 people were evacuated by the Syrian Arab Red Crescent. The WHO says a few weeks ago it compiled a list of more than 1,000 patients who should be evacuated. Laerke says it is a question of life and death. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
White House Communications Director Hope Hicks, one of President Donald Trump's longest-running aides, appeared Tuesday before a congressional panel probing his campaign leaks to Russia. The House Intelligence Committee has been meeting behind closed doors with Hicks, who first worked for the Trump family as a public relations spokeswoman for Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, to promote her clothing business. The congressional panel has sparred in recent weeks with former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon over the scope of questions he would answer about the weeks after Trump won election. This is VOA News. The White House announced Tuesday the U.S. is cutting aid to Cambodia because of recent setbacks to democracy in the Southeast Asian country. The statement said the setbacks caused the administration of President Donald Trump deep concern and prompted a review of U.S. aid, resulting in reductions in military and civilian aid. The White House said the U.S. would continue to support health, agricultural, mine clearance, and other programs in support of the Cambodian people. The reduction in U.S. aid comes after Human Rights Watch reported in January the Cambodian government's broad political crackdown last year effectively extinguished the country's emerging democracy. Joseph Yoon, the U.S. State Department Special Representative for North Korean Policy, is leaving his post later this week. A State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert issued a statement Monday saying that Yoon is retiring for personal reasons and that the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has reluctantly accepted the veteran diplomat's decision. Yoon, who also holds the title of Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Korea and Japan, confirmed his retirement with several news outlets Monday. The 32-year State Department veteran was named Special Representative for North Korea Policy in October 2016. U.S. media reports say that President Donald Trump is naming former digital advisor Brad Parscale to be the campaign manager of his 2020 re-election bid. The news was first reported by the conservative Drudge Report website. Mr. Trump has already indicated he plans to run for a second term in office. Of course, he's running for re-election. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. The U.S. Africa Command says two Al-Shabaab militants have been killed, another injured, in an airstrike in southern Somalia. It marked the fourth airstrike in Somalia by the U.S. forces so far this year. Previous strikes against Al-Shabaab took place January 2nd and 18th, as well as February 19th. Meanwhile, 10 Al-Shabaab militants escaped from a rehabilitation center in a town of Garo Sunday night, according to security officials. The U.S. government has told EU states that it and other non-EU NATO allies should play a key role in a European defense pact. The message sent to defense and foreign ministries was meant to underscore Washington's worries that the pact could duplicate NATO efforts and possibly shut out U.S. arms makers from future European defense contracts. 25 EU governments launched the agreement in December to fund, develop, and deploy armed forces together, ending a squandering of billions of euros by splinter defense policies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.